views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey, True Believers, it's David Hickney. Welcome back to Freak of the Week. This week, we're talking about spiders. Not normal spiders, but spiders. This is maybe the episode I've been looking forward to the most. With us is an expert on these spiders. Welcome to Freak of the Week. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
And I am, I guess you would say, an expert on... on the spider, yeah.
Okay, I hope you're an expert. I mean, that's why I brought you on.
Well, you have to understand, I'm the only one in my field. So I am the only person who knows about this, outside of the NSA, of course. So I am the expert. I am also the only avenue that anyone has to this information, which is why I'm coming forward with it now.
Okay. Could you maybe explain to us what a spider is?
Well, a spider is an insect with eight legs.
Yes, I mean the spiders that you're an expert of. What are
they? You mean the reason why I'm here?
Yes,
I'm sorry. Yes. Well, okay. So spider, not spider. Spy-dur.
Spider.
Yes, that's
spider.
That's the official code name.
So what's it? When I say spider, it's wrong.
Correct.
But when I say spider, it's right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So we're on the same page. All right. So. Basically, what's happening here is that the NSA has been working on a program for the last 6 years. They've been weaponizing arachnoids, and they basically have put them up in a situation where basically every city, every major city in America has a spider. And that spider's responsibility is to watch, monitor, and sometimes intervene all of the set and communications throughout the country.
So, you hear that? Do you hear that, True Believers? The government has hired spiders,
thank you,
to watch us.
That's correct.
Big Brother is real.
That's right. If you've got a cell phone, if you've got a laptop or a smart TV, satellite radio, or one of those like on-call systems in your vehicle.
Yeah, the ones
spiders are monitoring all of this. Yeah,
that's horrifying.
Well, yes, I mean, I can imagine it would seem so. First time hearing it, I remember the first time I heard it, I was quite startled with it.
Well, how did you find out about this?
Well, I have. I remember I was taking a shower one morning, and I have one of those shower radios.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so when I was washing my hair, I had my eyes closed, as I normally do when I wash my hair, because you don't...
Right, shampoo gets in your eyes,
exactly.
And burns.
It burns
it
so bad.
It takes 10 more minutes to get all the water through your eyes to get the shampoo out, and then your eyes are all red and everybody thinks you're stoned.
You've experienced this, yes. Yeah. So basically, what happens is I was listening to the news reports, and then all of a sudden, I heard a strange voice. And it said, "Paul, I'm watching you." And I thought that was so awkward. I'm pretty sure my doors were locked and my garage was closed, so I don't know where that came from, you know. But basically, once I finished rinsing and then repeating, then I looked and I saw a spider. It was coming out of the shower radio. It was out of the speaker of the shower radio.
Okay, so an actual spider, not a spider. Or was it a spider?
Yes, a spider.
Came out of your radio.
Right. It came out of the radio.
Yes. Okay. That's horrifying.
Well, it was, yes. It was very terrifying. And then it crawled down the side of the shower wall. And mm-hmm. so I watched it look at me and then went down the drain and then disappeared. And I hadn't seen it for a long time. But at that point, I thought, oh, my God, the government has spiders in my house. I was wrong, actually. It was a spider, not a spider. And so what happened was I started to research. It triggered something in my mind. And I thought,
so you got triggered.
Yes. And so what I did was I decided to go on the internet mm-hmm. and started researching spiders. And all of a sudden I saw a very, very interesting looking fellow. He had like 6 to 8 eyes. I can't remember the exact number, but I thought to myself, I bet he could watch 6 to 8 different devices at once.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then I thought, well, if anybody was going to employ these services, it would be the NSA. And you know what happened?
What?
I called the NSA.
You called them?
I sure did.
You had the balls to call the NSA.
I'm an American, damn it. I called them.
I am so proud of you right now.
Matt, thank you. I'm a big fan of your show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And so I called them up and I said, excuse me, I was taking a shower and I was washing my hair with shampoo. And during the rinse repeat cycle, there was a spider that I think belonged to you that came out of my shower radio. And then you know what happened next?
No, what happened
they
next?
They hung up on me.
Are you kidding me?
Can you believe it?
That's an admission of guilt.
That's what I said. I said, you know what? There you go. They must have known I was onto them.
Oh my God, True Believers. I am so shocked to hear this.
Was that a spider?
No, that was our other guest being very rude and sneezing on the microphone. Okay.
Because I once heard a spider sneeze and it sounded just like that.
I didn't even know spiders could sneeze.
There's a lot that you didn't know.
Are these spiders?
Spiders.
Are they venomous?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been bitten by one, so I don't know. I can't speak to that. Okay. I only speak to things that I've seen with my own eyes.
That's a good idea. True believers, that's always a good idea. Take things at face value, and what you see is what you get. I've heard that somewhere before, and I think that's a good philosophy to live by. I think we have a caller real quick before we go to break. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Mr. Hickney, you know damn well who this is.
Oh, no. Still, tell us your name and where you're from.
It's Lane Mills.
I know.
Well, you asked me to say my name, you jackass.
Yeah, you didn't have to say it like a dick, though.
I just want to say that this guy you got on here, he's crazy.
Now, to be fair, Lane, you did not work for the NSA.
No, but I work for the government, and I've got a cousin in the NSA.
Well, what is your cousin's name?
Crane Mills.
Of course it is. Crane Mills. And how do you know, just because your cousin works there, that they don't have spiders?
Because he would have told me about weird shit like that. He's got a whole insect issue. Scared of them.
He's scared of insects. Don't you think it's possible that he's scared of them because he's forced to work alongside giant insects?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And honestly, insects are not the same as spiders. Spiders are arachnids.
Well, this gentleman called them arachnoids earlier.
Well, that's correct. Yes, arachnids are the normal term that you use for regular house spiders. Arachnoids are a special genetically modified spider.
You know what a noid is?
Are we talking about the Domino's pizza thing now?
Yes.
Why?
That's what a real noid is. And that
he didn't
ain't even
say
real.
Annoyed. He said arachnoid.
Oh, I'm annoyed.
Oh, God, Lane. I'm
really tired of all your lunatics on this show.
Hey, now, don't insult the true believers.
I'm talking about the people on the show.
He's a fan of the show. He just told me that.
I am. I've been listening for years.
Thank you.
That really says a lot. I didn't hear your show once before I went on it.
Well, we know. We could tell.
Why? Because I'm reasonable? You were wanting to drag poor innocent Mexicans out.
Look, no. You decided to make it about illegal aliens when the show was supposed to be about aliens from outer space.
I think you had a couple of listeners that would beg to differ.
You know what? We're going to break. Thank you so much. Listen to our sponsors and then give them money because then they'll give us money.
To this man.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Will Shifla was a professional wrestling fan. And as everyone knows, nothing productive has ever come of that. Perhaps having never gotten over his mother's death, as he sought an alternate reality where he believed that he himself was the Macho Man Randy Savage.
I saw a lady psychiatrist. She said I was an OCD. One cool dude.
These are the last days of Macho Man Will Shifla.
I'll talk to you in another lifetime, but not this one. Ooh, yeah!
Coming to the DVM Production Empire, October 18th.
Welcome back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to our sponsors' ads. They give me money, so, you know, listen to them. We're talking spiders with Paul. I apologize for our last caller, obviously a disgruntled former guest.
Yeah, he didn't seem to really want to discuss what we were talking
about.
No,
he wanted to go back to what we were talking about episodes and episodes ago.
I've heard some of your callers do that. That's weird. Right.
It's very strange. I don't understand it. We have a topic at hand. That's what we're going to talk about, which is spiders. We have a caller on the line. Hopefully it's not Lane Mills again. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hi. This is Robert Smith from Langley. Paul, we need you to come home.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Mr. Hinckley, I'd like to thank you. We've been looking for Paul for quite some time now.
Hinckley.
I don't know who this is.
Wait, when you say
seems to be like someone who maybe is mistaken.
Mr. Smith, when you say Langley, do you mean Langley, Virginia?
Virginia, yes, of course.
As in home of the Central Intelligence Agency.
That's not part of the subject now. Paul, look, we appreciated all your information before. We've been trying to find you for some time, as I imagine you know, but we need you to come home.
Okay, first of all, I feel like you're not being truthful with the listeners of Mr. Hickney's show, and I think you owe it to everyone to be honest about who you are and why you're calling.
Paul, you're telling them too much.
Is Robert Smith your actual name?
Yes, of course. That's the name I was assigned.
It's not
Thank
his
you very
name.
Much.
Assigned by whom?
Paul, look, you know there's only so much I can do. If you keep telling them too much...
You have said plenty, and you have not delivered on any of your promises. That's why I am talking about the NCAA.
True believers.
I've been talking to my bosses for months now, Paul. Okay?
True believers, I think we actually have a real, honest-to-God CIA operative on the line.
I am nothing of the sort. I work in a mailroom.
In the mailroom at the CIA?
He's my handler. Of course not. He just wants everyone to know.
So you have a handler?
He is, yes.
Mr. Hinckley, Paul is what you would call a kite, and unfortunately he cut his string several months ago. So, Paul...
I can't
wait,
believe...
Wait, Paul, did you work for the CIA?
Why don't you tell them, Paul?
I plead the fifth.
This isn't a court.
I would just like to say that there are spiders right now monitoring this conversation.
Fuck!
Mr. Hinckley made a very good point about the Fifth Amendment, and so did you. Not everything is settled in court, Paul.
I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
I want to know more.
Well, okay, I'll say this much. Yes, I used to work for the CIA.
Oh my God.
But I was forced into early retirement, and they didn't even give me a watch.
You didn't get a CIA watch.
You didn't stay long enough to earn your watch. Okay?
So you are with the CIA. You just admitted it.
I admitted nothing of the sort. Paul, you cut your string. We need to reel you back in before you tell them too much.
This is where he goes.
Mr. Hinckley, the spiders are nonsense, okay? There's nothing of the sort.
Spiders are real. Mr. Hinckley, the spiders are real.
It's still Hinckley.
I'm sorry. I could really use some water right now.
I'm sure you could. You know what? I am super excited about this.
Yes, Mr. Hinckley, get him some water.
Still Hickney.
Use the brown pitcher out of your fridge. I think that's exactly the one Mr. Paul wants to drink
wait,
from.
How do you know what pit? Okay, I'm ending this call because I'm starting to freak out. True believers, if I end up dead from the water I drink, you know it was a
Mr.
CIA.
Mr. Hinckney, what if I told you that Mr. Smith was a spider?
Wait, that was an actual spider?
It was an actual spider.
So what is his real name, then?
I don't know. He's a spider.
The spiders don't have names?
I'm sure spiders have names, but he's a spider.
He's a spider.
That's correct.
And they don't have names.
No, not that I'm aware of. They probably have some sort of unified code names or numbers or serial numbers or something. I don't know.
Right. Something that was given to him by the government to identify
them. The NSA, yes.
The NSA. Very good. This is riveting stuff. We have another caller on the line. What's your name and where are you from?
What up, man? My name is Deshaun Williams.
Deshaun Williams.
I'm from Harlem, New York. I gotta say something. I believe in these, damn spiders, man. I was down in a hood and I was clocking on this motherfucker, right? And he was just walking. And I was like, you in the wrong motherfucking hood, boy. You in the wrong motherfucking hood. And I pulled my gat out. Plop, 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 plop.
You shot him?
He didn't go down, man. He didn't go down.
Yes.
That's some fucked up shit right there. I put every, my whole magazine, that motherfucker, he didn't gotta go down. And then he had extra legs hanging out. And he flipped on into this little, abandoned warehouse. My boy, you watching that motherfucker. You watching that fucker. And when you come out, when you come out, the red coming down. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, it's true. They are impervious to bullets.
Wait, I wanna know, how did you know he was in the wrong motherfucking hood?
Oh, it's the hood, man. You ain't never been down the hood?
I've never been to the hood. I live in a trailer.
If you don't look like you in the hood, you stand out in the motherfucking hood.
So how did this
that
individual stand out?
He had 8 legs. Is probably
did he have 8 legs?
He had 8 legs. He got 8 legs. He wearing some fucked up clothes, man. Fucked up clothes. You're wearing the wrong fucking colors in the wrong fucking street. And you know what that is? That's a death sentence.
What are the wrong colors?
You're wearing red.
And what were the right colors? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows
that. Everybody know that?
I didn't know
you
that.
You walk down the wrong motherfucking street, and you're wearing that red. Bah! Bah, bah! That's the way it goes down a hood, man.
Okay.
God damn! Scary shit.
So why would the spider be walking around Harlem?
Well, everyone could use a milkshake once in a while. And everybody knows Harlem has the best milkshakes in the East Coast.
That is true. That's true right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you, Deshaun, can you mail me one of these milkshakes so I can try them?
I guess I could. You could always try and come into the hood, but I don't think you'd get out there.
Oh, all my clothes are red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Blah! Shot right there.
Yeah, blap. All right, thank you so much, Deshaun. Thank you for calling in. Always good to hear true believers from somewhere other than Branson, though we still love Branson, Missouri. All you Bransonites, please keep listening. But if you're in Harlem, great. We have another caller. What is your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Russia.
The entire country?
Yes. We all get together to make international phone call.
All right, Russia, why are you calling?
Because I'm telling you, spider is real.
That's what I'm saying.
We help you invent it.
Wait, you helped invent the spider?
Yes.
Yes, yes. The Russians were involved during the Cold War. They had the original spider program. In fact, they introduced the internet, except in Russia they called
it... We call it interwebs.
Interwebs, yes. Yes, it all makes sense.
Holy shit. Now, wait a minute. The whole country helped with this?
Well, there are only a few people here that can. The rest must work in factory. That is only way our economy works.
Okay, okay.
We make this out of vodka and polar bear skins.
Wait, so spiders are made from vodka and polar bear skins?
Vodka.
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 Wad?
Ka.
Ka.
Blap.
Yeah. Oh, I listened to last young American gentleman with the blat, blat, blat.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that happens here in Russia a lot, too. Our president liked to blat, blat, blat.
Okay. Do you feel, like, any fear for calling and telling us this?
Well, since entire country is the reason this phone call was able to be made, I think our president is watching Russia Has Talent. One of the spider is keeping eye on him right now.
Yes, okay. Yes. The spiders are monitoring all of the world's leaders at all points of the day.
All right, so not just here in the United States, they monitor outside of the United States as well.
Right, right, right. There's a Putin spider. There is a...
Putin spider and Trump spider, good friends.
Yes, yes. They've been friends for a few years now. There's also a Mexican spider, a Canadian spider, the entire
Canadian spider, very nice guy. I get to meet him one time.
Yes, they do. They do. They're a little more polite than the other spiders. It's
so there's a spider on Justin Trudeau.
Yes. Yes. It's.
Yes, it's one of the tiny little, the dancing peacock spider.
Yes,
it's
very
beautiful.
I was able
to watch the cable television one time, and they had the peacock spider.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the Trudeau spider is that it doesn't matter who is actually viewing the spider. They can't help but keep their eyes on it.
You fall in love.
You do. It's so very sweet.
Wait, weird. Is there a Kim Jong-un spider then?
There's only one.
That spider is terrifying, and we all watch it.
It actually is in charge of all of the other spiders, and all of the other spiders just do whatever that spider says.
Okay, that's
you don't want to anger that spider.
No,
of course not. Wow, I did not. It's weird that this happened in the Cold War, that we got technology from Russia during the Cold War. How did that happen?
Well, I was very, very young at that time. Mm-hmm. So I am not totally sure how that happened. For whatever, I speak best English of those of us that all get together, so this is why I get
well,
the call.
Well, can you ask the people real quick that might know?
Ignisha! Hey! Has something to do with borscht.
Of course. That makes total sense.
Yes, I've only been familiar with the spiders within the last 6 years, but I did uncover some research that showed some sort of classified documents that said that the technology did come from Russia. Yes,
very interesting. Thank you so much, Russia.
Can I please come live with you in your trailer?
Well, we just moved the trailer.
I do not care where the trailer is. The fact that you have four walls. Can I please come live with you in your trailer?
Just you individually or the entire country?
Interesting factoid, spiders have 8 legs. Yeah.
Yes, we know that.
They do unfair.
So is it you as an individual or the whole country that's moving?
I mean, I think we would all like to move. Most of us, anyway.
I don't think I could fit an entire country in my trailer.
But if I personally, could maybe I come live with you in your trailer?
Are you trying to get a green card?
I am trying to get out of my country because it is fucking terrifying here.
You know what? Sure, come on over.
Awesome.
Thank you, caller. Appreciate the time, and I may have just gotten a wife. So that's great.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Right, it's a win-win.
You know who saw that whole thing happen?
Oh, no.
Spiders.
Ah, shit.
They saw the whole thing coming.
All right, we have another caller on the line. What is your name and where you're from?
Hi, my name is Candy. I'm from Los Angeles. My question was, is there a way to record what the spiders see, or is it just that the spiders can see everything?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes. Well, the spiders are not able to record what they see per se, but the devices that they're being monitored are also being recorded by a completely different government program.
So you're saying that what the spiders see could possibly be recorded at some government agency?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I was wondering if these would be available for commercial purchases.
I don't know.
Wait, we want to buy spy video?
Well, we're more interested in the spiders themselves and all the multiple angles. Right now, we have an $800 production budget, and we have to get 4 videos done in 1 weekend. But with spiders, we'd be able to do 8 videos in a day.
Who's waiting?
Me and my, boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, a spider would most likely be an excellent solution for that problem.
You said you're from Los Angeles?
Yeah.
What part of Los Angeles?
The L.A. one.
Like the Valley or
Hollywood.
You know
how Los Angeles is an entire town?
Yeah,
We're in the lost part of the Angeles.
I'm just wondering if you work for porn.
We don't like to call it porn. We like to call it sex videography. Kind of like wedding videography, except a lot more happy.
So that's what you do, is sex videography?
I don't. I just work with people who do sex videography.
So you videotape people boning?
Oh, I'm sorry for misleading you. I don't videotape people. I just expose my vagina so that they can.
Danny, I got the Crisco.
I'm sorry. It looks like my time is up. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, and please post a link to where you can buy those spiders, and I'll post a link to what my boyfriend and I are going to do with that Crisco.
Thanks, Candy. I appreciate the call. I think this is a good moment to take a break. Please listen to some messages from our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
BMI recording artist David Vox Mullen has released his debut EP, Until I Met You, on DVMPE Music. Every time I look at you, blowing my mind just like you do, I got to have it. You can find David Vox Mullen on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon MP3, and wherever else music is sold. You can also get a signed physical copy exclusively at davidvoxmullen.com while supplies last. Don't forget, you can add David Vox Mullen songs from the EP to your Apple Music and Spotify playlists now.
Welcome back, True Believers. Please spend money on our sponsors. They want your money, and I want their money. And for them to keep giving me money, you have to give them money. That's kind of how capitalism works. We are talking about spiders this week, along with Paul, who is a former CIA operative. And now, for our third segment, even though she interrupted with a sneeze earlier, is Elizabeth Machiavelli.
You know what? I'm not even going to correct you.
That's good.
Also, I apologize. The new location of the trailer is in a place where there are a lot of allergens, and so I tried to take a pill, but
and possibly spiders.
Possibly spiders. I want to say, David, thank you so much. This is, like our sixth or seventh episode together now, and you finally provided me with a chair. It is a beanbag chair.
I found it on the vacant lot.
Yeah, but I appreciate that you put the thought into giving me a chair. It could maybe be what I'm allergic to.
It's the smelliest chair that I had. So.
Yeah, it's lime green.
Yeah, I can smell it from here.
Yeah, I think a cat died inside of the beanbag chair.
There's something.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Here.
Also, I feel like I should clarify for the listeners in case anyone is. Having an issue differentiating between spider and spider.
Spider or spiders.
In preparation for this episode, I did read the 500-page manifesto that was provided to me. Half of it was in ones and zeros. But spider is spelled with a Y, if that helps anyone.
Right, like spy.
Right.
That's correct.
It's with a Y.
Yes.
Just in case.
Okay. So, do you believe that these spiders exist? You're here as the counterpoint. So,
I want to ask Paul. I was listening to your story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you had any other auditory hallucinations besides insects or arachnids speaking to you in the shower?
I don't know what you're referring to. I've never had a hallucination.
The problem with hallucinations is they can seem very real to the person having them.
Well, then how would I know?
Has anyone been around when you've had these spiders speaking to you? Or were you the only one that heard it?
Well, the spiders were there.
Okay, but spiders aren't people.
Wait,
they're not sentient.
Like, we got a call. You said you were listening. Robert Smith called. This spy actually called, and
he was my handler.
His handler, and you're questioning his authority.
I think that sometimes working for a government agency, especially something like the CIA, can be
or the post office can be
mm-hmm. extremely stressful, and can cause a mental break and a break in reality for many people, especially when you have to take on various personas.
So you believe he worked in the CIA, but you don't believe that he actually witnessed a spider.
I think it's possible that he worked for the CIA or the NSA.
What about the call from D. Sean and the blap, blap, blap on the person that was in the wrong fucking neighborhood?
First of all, I would appreciate if perhaps we had someone to screen these calls to let us know when we could maybe turn our headphones down a bit for some of these callers.
The spiders are listening.
We can't control the volume of other people's phones. It doesn't work.
I understand.
And then what about the call from Russia, the country of Russia itself, taking credit for creating these things? How can you question that?
How can I question someone claiming to be the entire country of Russia?
Oh, I get it now. You're jealous because I might have a wife coming.
Are you sure that person was female?
Sounded female.
Could have been a spider.
I don't want to marry a spider.
I would not believe you.
I'm fairly certain I didn't hear a marriage proposal anywhere in that phone call, regardless of the gender of the person calling.
She was Russian and she wanted to live with
Speaking of genders, both male and female spiders have 8 legs.
And now are we talking SPI or SPY spiders?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
There you go.
Have you seen a mental health professional at any point since leaving the CIA?
I have a nice relationship with the lady who works at Starbucks.
There you go.
As therapeutic as coffee can, in fact, be.
Oh, it is.
I self-medicate often with coffee and wine, especially while on this particular show.
We know you drink a lot.
Well,
I'm a big
fan
of the
only way I can get through this.
I'm a big fan of the pumpkin spice frappuccino.
I like the pumpkin spice chai, personally. If you've never tried it, you should.
Okay.
I make my own coffee. I grow the beans in my backyard. And then I brew them. I grind them in a mortar and pestle because it gives it a better finish.
That sounds good.
I had some coffee he made me once. It was very chunky.
I like a toothsomeness to my coffee.
Yeah.
Al dente coffee.
But seriously though, Paul.
You know what else is good al dente? Pasta. Yeah.
I've heard that.
Pasta. My pasta a little bit mushy.
Pasta is really young.
All right, we got a caller. Hopefully, going to be talking about spiders and not coffee or pasta. Caller, can you go ahead and give us your name and where you're from?
Yeah, hi. My name is Octavin, but all my friends call me Tim.
Okay, hi, Tim.
I actually have a question. I'm from Seattle. Hold on, let me just pull myself up here. Okay,
Tim, you there?
Yeah, hi. I think I have some insight I can bring to this conversation. You see, I've worked for the government for over 50 years now.
Mm-hmm. You have a very youthful voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
This voice sounds strangely familiar.
It does.
Yes. I know Mr. Paul. He's a nice guy, and he enjoys the occasional shower beer with his radio.
I do.
I just wanted to say that I worked for the government for some time, and
I'm serious. This voice sounds really familiar.
I've seen some things, Mr. Hinckley. I was in Dallas in '63 and Brentwood, California in '94, and oh my God, it wasn't the football player at all. I know who actually did it, but my branch—they wouldn't accept the answers. Honestly,
Mr. Hinckley, I think we have a spider.
Are you the X?
A spider with a Y?
Yes.
I can't admit to anything, quite frankly, otherwise I won't get my pension.
All right. I have a way of asking you who you are without actually you telling us that you're an actual spider from the NSA. Have you seen Paul's penis?
I'll be honest, I've seen the purple birthmark, and it's not a birthmark, Paul. You've got to get to the doctor.
This is definitely a spider.
So this is the spider that saw you in the shower.
Definitely the same one. I thought that voice was familiar.
It's not just shower beers. He really likes listening to Maroon 5 in the shower.
Well, that's a little disappointing, but we'll move on from that.
I feel like any former roommate or possible lover would also know any of this information.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because that's literally why I'm here.
That's true. That is true. It's still annoying.
You're still annoying.
I'm not. False.
You're lucky I'm trying to write a second book.
Goodness. I'm not a former roommate of Paul's or Mr. or Mrs. Moron's. I mean, I've been in her place once or twice, and She loves a Kurosawa films. That's all I can tell you, honestly.
Wait, you like Kurosawa?
I had an ex that used to love to talk about Kurosawa.
What's your favorite movie?
I broke up with him. Because he was awful.
But what's your favorite Kurosawa movie?
The only Kurosawa movie that I know
is Star Wars. Yeah.
That's basically a Kurosawa film. That's right. That's very good. I actually have a little bit more respect for you now.
You mean my multiple PhDs and the fact that I keep showing up week after week in spite of all of the abuse that you throw at me?
You know, interesting
is
fact.
Is not why you respected me?
Spiders
also
have multiple legs.
Eight of them.
They do. They do, Mr. Hickman. They have multiple legs. Yeah, actually.
Do you have multiple legs?
I do. I have two of them. I do. I have two of them. I'm a biped.
Well, now I'm just confused. I thought you were a spider.
No. I couldn't admit to being anything of the sort, honestly.
He can't tell you if he is a spider.
Right. I didn't ask him if he was a spider. I asked him how many legs he had.
Paul, honestly, be quiet or I'll tell them about the shampoo bottle.
Wait, what about the shampoo bottle?
No, just he took the top off and he sticks his penis. Anyways, Mr. Hickman.
How small is your penis?
No. He doesn't do anything of the sort, Mr. Hickman, do you, Paul?
No, I don't.
Doesn't that burn?
Only for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, diameter of coins. I mean, you would have to be a dime to fit into a shampoo bottle.
To be honest, a stack of dimes, Mr.
Well, no, I just meant, like, diameter. I didn't mean length.
There are
shampoo
penis
bottles that have much larger mouths than maybe a guy might be used to.
Usually uses Head and Shoulders.
I'm not familiar with Head and Shoulders, so I can't. I'm sorry, Paul, I tried to stick up for you on this one, but I...
No, it's okay. I do. I use Head and Shoulders. It's got a nice blue color with a nice sheen to it. So it's a mixture of shampoo and conditioner at the same time, which is why I generally rinse and then repeat.
And then moan. Mr. Hickman, the things I could tell you, the things I've seen over the last 50 years of service, but if I don't get into sanctuary soon, I'm afraid I might be retired.
When you say retired, you mean
stepped on, so to speak.
Murdered.
Yes, that would be one way to put it.
Eliminated.
Yeah.
Killed.
Yeah,
put down.
Oh, God, yeah.
Making you take a dirt nap.
Oh, Lord. Please, Mr. Hickman, I need some place to stay.
Ex-living thing.
I won't tell anybody about the Scooby-Doo movies. I really won't.
What?
No, just Mr. Hickman.
Okay, we're going to another caller. Thank you so much.
I love Scooby-Doo. I just want to put that out there.
I love Kurosawa. What's your point?
You love Kurosawa?
Of course.
Of course you love
Who
Kurosawa.
Doesn't?
Most people.
All right, caller. We got another caller here. What is your name and where are you from?
Leland Bruce.
Leland Bruce.
Hi, Leland.
From Kalamazoo.
Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a question for Paul or even Elizabeth, if you feel like it?
Paul, I'm sorry about all this. See, Mr. Hinckley?
Hickney.
This is karma. I just want to throw that out.
Oh, you're
at
loving
you.
This, aren't you?
Oh, I so
oh,
am.
Oh, God, you're just eating up every little bit.
Me and my stinky green beanbag chair are just having a great time today.
Yeah, it wasn't green when I found it, just so you know.
You have my roommate, Paul, on your show.
Wait, you're his roommate?
And I just want you to know that I never thought it would go this far.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You played a practical joke on him?
Well, I mean, it could even call it that.
See, when I suggested it, it seems insane.
What are you talking
and
about?
And yet,
I,
my intelligent reasoning
yet.
Is, in fact, the
you're
solution.
You're assuming that he's going to
I don't like way this
say
is
something
going.
That gives you credit and takes credit away from Paul. We don't know what he's going to say yet.
I'm worried about Paul.
That day when you were in the shower, I was in the closet. And
metaphorically or literally?
What?
How dare you? I came out years ago.
So literally?
No, at that point, yes, literally. I was actually in the
Okay, box. Just wanted to clarify. Also, good for you. I'm very proud of you.
Can we let him finish the story, for God's sake?
I want to hear what he's got to say.
So when you were in there, listening to Maroon 5, and that voice you heard...
It wasn't Adam Levine's, that's for
sure. No. It was mine. I'm the one who said...
But we just had the spider on the line.
Yeah,
those don't exist.
Then what was it? Just, we were all having an auditory hallucination? Elizabeth, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying someone called in pretending to be a spider.
Yeah, that was my boyfriend, Tim.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Language.
No. You know what? I put on a legitimate show here, and my listeners want real people and real spiders, and I am so insulted that you think it was even close to right to do something to this show. I don't give a shit what you do in your home or with other people that you know, but Freak of the Week has a modicum of dignity, and you're trying to take that away from us. And for that, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I never thought he was going to go on your show, sir.
But then you had your boyfriend call anyway.
Well, sure, you can't resist.
Wait a minute. So the spiders aren't real?
They never were, Paul.
True believers, I am going to apologize to you for this. This is a travesty. This is disgusting.
I spent my mother's inheritance on research.
What?
On research, on spiders. $642,000 I've spent.
I can't believe you wasted our time on this show.
I printed those for you. I mean, there was mostly gibberish.
I leveraged my home.
I know, that's why I moved in with Tim.
I don't even know if that was actually Russia that called earlier.
You don't have caller ID?
No, because then they can reverse caller ID.
To be fair, I had nothing to do with that one.
But you have a phone.
Yes.
You think that just because you don't have caller ID that no one can tap into your phone?
It's not actually my phone line. It's a neighbor's line that I splice off of.
I had to get a vasectomy in order to get more money. I can't have any more children.
I don't know who's coming. If it's Russia, it's fine, but I might have to move the trailer again.
Well, I will call your uncle again.
I sold a kidney.
That makes more sense than the last thing that he said.
All right. We're going to have to end this show. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. My apologies, true believers. This is not what I wanted. And I was so excited about this episode. I even want to apologize to Elizabeth, who is usually awful, but she shouldn't have had to sit through this bullshit. I can't believe the charade that just happened. I am so angry. Until next week, I am David Hickney, signing off.
I'm Elizabeth Hickney. Marin.
I just wanted to say I'm okay with being tricked, and little known fact, spiders have 8 legs.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. Who would have thunk that? What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Grahulik, Jeff Manning, Dave Musto, and David Vox Mullen are, but we're going to have words. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. I'm going to have to talk to them. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.